This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Mindfulness exercises that build self-perception. 6 practical exercises to sharpen how clearly you see yourself in action. In short, most people believe they know themselves well. Most people are wrong, and the gap between how we see ourselves and how we actually behave costs us in every important relationship we have. Mindfulness exercises for self-awareness train you to notice emotional patterns before they run your behavior. The exercises work through repetition. Each small act of noticing builds a stronger internal observer over time. You do not need stillness or silence. You need honesty and a workable daily practice. Definition: mindfulness exercises self-awareness refers to structured, intentional practices that train your attention on your own emotional states, physical sensations, and thought patterns as they occur. Done consistently, they sharpen self-perception and create a gap between your triggers and your responses. I watched a colleague of mine end a 5-year working relationship in about 90 seconds. He was mid-conversation, received a piece of critical feedback, and something shifted in his face. He did not shout. He went cold. Completely, deliberately cold. The other person felt it immediately and never came back to him again. Afterwards, he told me he had no idea it had happened. That is the problem with poor self-awareness. The damage is real and the person causing it is genuinely blind to it. Mindfulness exercises for self-awareness exist precisely to close that gap, and this article gives you a sequence of 6 you can begin today. Why seeing yourself clearly is harder than it sounds. The honest answer is this: your brain is not designed for accurate self-perception. It is designed for fast reaction, self-protection, and the comfort of believing you're reasonable. Every time a strong emotion fires, a whole chain of physiological and cognitive events runs before your conscious mind gets involved. By the time you're aware of how you're feeling, you have often already responded. This is the mechanism behind what gets described in amygdala hijack articles. Your brain's threat detection system acts faster than your self-awareness can. You react, then you rationalize. Most people spend their lives believing the rationalization. The second difficulty is that introspection feels uncomfortable. Looking honestly at the patterns behind your behavior means confronting things you'd prefer not to see: the fear behind your defensiveness, the insecurity under your silence, the contempt masked as logic. People avoid this, not because they are weak, but because it is genuinely unsettling. The third difficulty is that occasional self-reflection is not enough. A single honest moment of insight does not require a habitual pattern. Consistent practice does. What do you need before you begin? 2 things must be in place before any of these exercises deliver real results. The first is a genuine intention to observe rather than judge. Every exercise below requires you to notice what is happening inside you without immediately evaluating it as good or bad. This is not a spiritual instruction. It is a practical one. The moment you shift into self-criticism, the observation stops and the defense begins. You cannot accurately see something you are simultaneously condemning. The second is a daily commitment, not a weekly one. Self-perception builds through repetition the way any skill does. 10 minutes every day for 4 weeks will change you more than 2 hours on a weekend once a month. If you are serious about this, decide when in your day these practices will fit and protect that time. 6 exercises to sharpen your self-perception. Step 1. Run a morning body scan before any screen. Before you check your phone, before you open a laptop, take 3 minutes lying still or sitting upright. Move your attention slowly from the top of your head downward. Notice where your body is holding tension. Notice your chest, your jaw, your shoulders, the pit of your stomach. Do not try to relax anything. Just notice. This matters because emotional states live in the body first. Anxiety sits in the chest before it becomes a thought. Anger sits in the jaw and shoulders before it becomes a word. By practicing body awareness in a calm moment every morning, you learn the vocabulary of your own physiological signals. Then, when those signals appear mid-conversation, you recognize them instead of being ambushed by them. Step 2. Label your emotions with precision. When something triggers a reaction during the day, stop for 30 seconds and name what you're feeling. Not "I am stressed." That is too broad. Push further. Is it embarrassment? Frustration at feeling unheard? Anxiety about losing control of the outcome? The more precise the label, the more the emotional charge reduces. There is solid reasoning behind this. The act of naming an emotion engages the thinking part of your brain, which creates distance from the reactive part. This is sometimes called cognitive distancing, and it is one of the most direct tools for interrupting automatic responses. Practice this 3 times each day, whether you are triggered or not. Build the habit in calm conditions so it is available in difficult ones. Step 3. Keep a nightly trigger journal. At the end of each day, write 3 sentences in answer to this question. What moment today caused the strongest reaction in me, and what did I do with it? You are not writing a diary. You are building a record of patterns. After 2 weeks, read back through your entries. You will begin to see the same triggers appearing repeatedly: a particular colleague's tone, feedback delivered in public, uncertainty about a decision, the feeling of being interrupted. This is pattern recognition in practice, and it is one of the most powerful forms of self-perception available to you. A sample entry might read, "The stand-up meeting. My manager questioned my estimate in front of the team. I went quiet and gave a one-word answer. I was defensive, not engaged." That is enough. Short, honest, specific. Step 4. Practice the 3-breath pause in live conversations. This is the exercise that bridges the gap between private practice and real-world performance. When you feel a reaction beginning during a conversation, take 3 slow breaths before you respond. Say nothing during this pause. The breath is not a technique for appearing calm. It is a technique for creating enough space to actually choose your next move. At first, this will feel awkward. Do it anyway. Within a few weeks, it becomes natural, and the pause begins to give you something invaluable: a moment to ask yourself, "What is actually happening in me right now?" That question, asked honestly in the middle of a difficult exchange, is the foundation of emotional intelligence in practice. For teams dealing with amygdala hijack patterns, this one pause can interrupt a reaction before it becomes a conflict. Step 5. Seek 1 piece of reflective feedback weekly. Find 1 person you trust, and once a week ask them a single specific question. Is there anything I did in a meeting or conversation this week that struck you as out of character, or that seemed to land badly? Then listen without defending yourself. This is not pleasant. That discomfort is informative. The person who cannot tolerate honest feedback without defending is showing you precisely the pattern that their self-awareness practice needs to address. Building the strength to receive an observation without immediately arguing against it is itself an act of self-awareness. It tells you where your blind spots are protected by your ego. Strengthening this capacity directly connects to your ability to give better feedback too. If you want to understand how self-awareness shapes the skill, the relationship is explored in What the Confidence Competence Loop Reveals About: Why Some People Give Better Feedback. Step 6. End each day with the gap review. The gap review is a 2-minute reflection asking 1 question. Where today was there a gap between how I intended to come across and how I probably actually came across? This is different from the trigger journal. The trigger journal is about reactions. The gap review is about impact. It trains you to hold your own perspective and the other person's perspective at the same time, which is the definition of mature self-perception. Write 1 sentence. 1 is enough. Over time, the gap between intention and impact will narrow because you are actively watching it. Adapting these exercises for high-pressure periods. When your workload peaks, the first thing most people drop is reflective practice. This is exactly backwards. High-pressure periods are when self-awareness matters most, and when the exercises need to be condensed rather than abandoned. During a difficult period, staying grounded when feedback triggers defensiveness becomes harder, and your habitual patterns will run harder and faster than usual. The solution is to reduce each exercise to its minimum effective dose: 90 seconds for the body scan, 1 triggered journal sentence, 3 pauses in conversation. You're maintaining the habit of noticing, not the luxury of reflection. The confidence that comes from consistent self-awareness practice also compounds over time in ways that affect your professional capacity directly. That connection between self-knowledge and performance is something I have seen play out in teams, and it mirrors What the Confidence Competence Loop explains about why some teams build faster than others. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book They Write Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. where people go wrong with these practices.
Self-awareness work has a few reliable failure modes. Here's what I see most often, and how to correct each one.
A mistake:
treating the exercises as something you do when you feel ready, rather than on a fixed schedule.
Why it happens:
people wait until they are in a reflective mood, which is a mood that rarely arrives on demand.
What to do instead:
anchor each exercise to an existing behaviour.
Body scan after your alarm.
Trigger journal after you brush your teeth at night.
The habit needs a trigger, not a feeling.
The mistake:
writing in the trigger journal about other people's behaviour instead of your own.
Why it happens:
it is much easier to analyse what that other person did wrong than to examine your own reaction.
What to do instead:
every journal entry must contain the word I in the first sentence.
If it does not, start again.
The mistake:
stopping the exercises after a week because nothing is changing.
Why it happens:
self-perception changes gradually, not in sudden revelations.
People expect insight to feel dramatic.
What to do instead:
after 2 weeks, read back through your journal entries and look for a pattern.
The progress is in the patterns, not in any single session.
The mistake:
using the three-breath pause as a tool to appear composed, not to actually observe yourself.
Why it happens:
we are wired to manage our image before we manage our internal state.
What to do instead:
during the pause, direct your attention inward, not outward.
The question is, what am I feeling, not how do I look?
For managers dealing with similar challenges in team dynamics, how the confidence competence loop helps managers handle workplace tension addresses the same capacity from a leadership perspective.
Your daily self-perception practice card.
Use this as a reference until the exercises become natural.
Print it, photograph it, or keep it in a notes app.
Morning 3 minutes.
Number 1. Body scan from head to stomach before any screen.
Note one area of tension.
Number 2. Set one intention for how you want to show up in conversations today.
During the day.
3.
Label each emotional reaction with precision.
Name it beyond stressed or fine.
4.
Apply the three-breath pause before responding whenever a reaction begins.
Evening 5 minutes 5.
Write one trigger journal sentence: what caused the strongest reaction and what did I do?
6.
Write one gap review sentence: where was there a gap between my intention and my impact?
Weekly.
7.
Ask one trusted person one specific reflective question and listen without defending.
8.
Read back through the week's journal entries and identify one repeating pattern.
This system is simple enough to maintain in a full week and specific enough to produce genuine insight.
Commit to it for 30 days before you evaluate whether it is working.
Self-perception is not built in a weekend.
It is built in the same way a tree puts down roots slowly, steadily, without visible drama, until one day you realize how much ground you actually cover.
If you want to take the self-awareness you built here into more structured conversations, how to use the confidence competence loop to make synergy conversations less terrifying is a natural next step.
Frequently asked questions.
What are mindfulness exercises for self-awareness?
Mindfulness exercises for self-awareness are structured practices that train your attention on your own emotional states, physical signals, and thought patterns in real time.
They help you notice what is happening inside you before it drives your words or actions in ways you did not intend.
How do mindfulness exercises build self-perception?
Mindfulness exercises build self-perception by repeatedly directing your attention to internal experience, including emotions, bodily sensations, and automatic reactions.
Over time, this deliberate noting creates a gap between stimulus and response, giving you the choice to act rather than just react.
How long does it take to develop self-awareness through mindfulness?
Most people notice meaningful changes in self-perception within 4 to 6 weeks of daily practice, even at 10 minutes a day.
The shift is not dramatic. It is subtle and cumulative.
You begin catching reactions slightly earlier each time until noticing becomes second nature.
Can mindfulness exercises help with emotional triggers at work?
Yes, practicing body awareness and emotional labeling between high-pressure moments means you recognize your trigger signals faster when they appear under stress.
You learn your own early warning system, which gives you a moment of choice before a reactive response takes over.
What is the difference between self-awareness and self-criticism?
Self-awareness is the practice of observing your emotional states and patterns with curiosity, without judgment.
Self-criticism is evaluating what you find and condemning it.
The exercises in this article specifically build the observer stance,
not the critic's stance, which is what makes them effective. Do I need to meditate to develop self-perception through mindfulness? No, the exercises here are practical and grounded, requiring no formal meditation background. They use writing, deliberate pausing, and structured reflection. What matters is consistency and honest attention, not a particular posture or a quiet room. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling books they write every time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.